message series that we are in called Through the Veil. We're doing a message series through the book of Hebrews, but this morning we're gonna take a kind of pause in that because I wanna talk to you about something that's already started. It was over a year ago, certainly. Something I just kind of been thinking about and praying about, and kind of really truly believe that was something that God had kind of put on my heart. I remember starting thinking about it when. How many of you have heard of the Fox Garden Kitchen and Ale? Have you heard? How many? Just raise your hand if you've heard of it. Okay. How many of you keep your hands up if you've been there? Okay, you have an idea where. Okay. And that started in the summer of 2015. We launched as a new church July 1 of that same summer. And so kind of just been, I don't know, something been thinking about, praying about, feel like God had kind of been putting on my heart. And my prayer at that point was simply just, hey, God, would you just guide us? Guide us if this is something, somewhere that you want us to be a part of as Gateway. And that was the Fortville community. That's where all of that kind of stuff was happening and thinking about. And so it's been for a little while. And I've mentioned Fortville a handful of times on Sunday mornings, but mostly just kind of in general because honestly didn't really know anything. It was sort of just a, hey God, is this somewhere that you are leading Gateway to be a part of? And that was my prayer and kind of threw it out there a couple of times. Most recently I talked about it more in detail on the 22nd of January of this year, and asking even the congregation to be thinking about and praying about whatever that might be, if that was something that God was sort of leading us to or somewhere to go or to be. And so fast forward now to 5 months ago, and I reached out to, we as United Methodist Church are a part of the Indiana Conference of the United Methodist Church, which makes up the entire state of Indiana. And so one of the I don't want to say departments, one of the aspects of our conference is called church development. And so we have staff who oversee for the whole conference what they call church development. It means everything from church plants and to growth strategies and different things like that. So church development was a part of when we launched as Gateway. They were a part of, you know, some of that, not really a ton to be honest, but then they kind of came around after we had sort of done all the hard work, which is convenient, isn't it? And so, but then they were like, hey, you should have a grant. I was like, yeah, we should, right? So it was all good. We're fine. So I reached out to church development. I said, hey, if you just wanted to, you know, if you have any sort of strategy that you are thinking about or considering for the Fortville area, just know that I, as a United Methodist pastor, and I think Gateway as our church, I think that we would be interested and willing to help be a part of whatever kind of church development, church growth strategy that you might have. And one of the associate directors responded and said, you know, let's get together for lunch in downtown Fortville and talk about that. I said, okay, cool. So we got together for lunch. We walked around downtown Fortville and kind of, you know, I was wanting to know, like, do you have any sort of strategy? And they maybe didn't, and that was fine. So we kind of talked about what did that look like? What does that mean? And her, you know, she was asking me, well, what are you thinking about? I said, I don't really know, to be honest. From demographic reports that I see, that I look at, that I read, it seems as though there is the potential for explosive growth to come through the Fortville community. And it seems as though for a denomination that is the United Methodist Church, that for maybe once in a long time, we might have the opportunity to be in front of a growth curve as opposed to having to react or try to catch up to, right? And so she said, oh, okay, well, that's interesting. And so you'll see, I got a slide. It's a really kind of not a really great image, but you're going to see a picture of that report, which is probably virtually impossible for you to read. But let me explain some of it to you. So the things that I want you to be most aware of, and these to me are probably the two that are most significant in this demographic report that I have access to as part of, we all do as United Methodist Churches. It's a conference tool that we can use. And so I can plot, you know, a whole region and things like that. Number one, it says this, population change. In the 10-year future, how is this area expected to change? And then it has significant decline, moderate decline, little change, moderate growth, significant growth, okay? Now, this is in comparison to the state of Indiana overall, okay, growth. So on this chart, the Fortville area, actually what I was able to do is draw a 5-mile radius from 115 North Main Street, Fortville, Indiana, and it says there's going to be significant growth in that area in the next 10 years projected 5 miles from that location. And then number 10 at the bottom of this list says religiosity. What is the level of religiosity in this study area, in this 5-mile radius from the address of 115 North Main Street, Fortville, Indiana? It is very low. Now, to me, I noticed seeing this about 5 months ago, noticed seeing this and went, that's interesting. That there is significant growth that's projected to come through this area, and that the level of spiritual engagement or awareness, not even just engagement, but as you talk about and read into the further into the report, how they define religiosity, it is not just engagement, but awareness. Like, I don't even think about it. It's not a value. I don't really care. It is very low. So to me, those became kind of two sort of interesting points to think about and to continue to pray about. As I was kind of feeling like God maybe was putting something on my heart about Fortville, but I didn't really know. Then to have some data to say, okay, school age, and then it just kind of different, maybe you can see them, school age change, families with children, adult education, community diversity, it's 95.5% white. Poverty, pretty low. Overall, again, this is talking about 5-mile radius, right? And some other stuff. So I read this report. I go to church development. I say, hey, what are you guys thinking? We're not really thinking anything. Okay, cool. Well, I'm wondering if maybe we should, as a denomination, maybe we should think about it. It seems as though this would suggest this might be a place where strategically we might be about sharing a distinctly Wesleyan voice, theology, and trying to connect people with Jesus. Oh, yeah, I agree. Cool. What are you thinking, Matt? I don't know. I have no idea. Okay, great. Her suggestion was, have you reached out to Pastor Joe Smith at Fortville United Methodist Church, which is one block. It's one block off of Main Street, downtown Fortville. I said, I have not reached out to Pastor Joe. I don't know anything about this church. I don't know Pastor Joe at all. Like, I don't know. She says, you might consider doing that. I said, oh, okay, well then, sure. So I straight up cold called Pastor Joe. I mean, Pastor Joe, you don't know me. I'm a fellow United Methodist pastor. And I'm about 7 miles to your west. I wondered if maybe we could get together and just kind of hang out a little bit and hear what kind of exciting things that you're doing in the ministry of your church and how you're anticipating to interact with growth that it seems as though is coming to the Fortville community. He said after he checks his email about once every 2 weeks, and so after a couple weeks of being like, okay, that cold call did not go well. So, you know, for you sales people, then, man, blessings on what you do. And so eventually I got a response from Pastor Joe, and he says, yeah, it'd be great to have some conversation. I said, great, I'm on my way. Which, by the way, I can drive from a parking spot in this parking lot to the parking spot at Fortville First United Methodist Church in less than 10 minutes. And I might be an aggressive driver, but I wasn't even being crazy. And so I met with Pastor Joe on November 28th, and I told him about Gateway and what we're doing and how God has been moving and using us and doing things. I told him about the reports, the projections, all that stuff that you're looking at, all the things that I've kind of been reading and thinking about and wondered, tell me about your ministry here in Fortville. What are you doing about all this exciting potential and growth that's coming this way? And he shared He shared some things that they were doing. He shared a number of places where they had a lot of work that needed to be done within the ministry of their church. It's a congregation that's probably about 60 or 70 in worship. I would say the average age is probably about the same. And I mean, that's just a fact. I'm not trying to, you know, that's what that is. And so it was interesting to talk with Pastor Joe. And I said, hey, what do you think would be the possibility of churches, you know, of our churches working together on some different ministry efforts in this Fortville community? He was very supportive, excited about that idea, didn't really know what that would look like. And I can't say that I did either at the time. And in this conversation, I learned a lot about the church. One of them being that a number of years ago, the church purchased the old public library building on Main Street in downtown Fortville. And I said, oh, Pastor Joe, well, that is interesting to hear. Wow, really great ministry potential. Props to whoever made that decision however many years ago. Like, that's, tell me how you're using that space for ministry. Well, it was a place where we had our Boy Scouts meet, and I was like, oh, great, great. He's like, we don't have a Boy Scout troop anymore. I was like, oh, okay. He's like, but in our youth were meeting there, and we don't have any youth anymore. I was like, oh, okay, all right, well, wah, wah. You know, in my head, I'm doing the, like, sand trombone noise, you know, wah, wah. And I was like, oh, okay. He's like, we have a food pantry that meets in the lower level of this building for 2 hours a week, Tuesdays from 11 to 1. I said, oh, that's really cool. That's great that you guys do that. Connect with me. I said, tell me what else you're doing there in that space. And that's it. Oh, so about 2 hours a week. Yeah. On Main Street, downtown Fortville. Yeah. I was like, oh, cool. This was, now remember, this meeting was on November 28th. And I said to Pastor Joe, hey, what would you think about Gateway trying to do a Christmas Eve service in here? And he went, whoa. 3 weeks? You're going to try to pull off a Christmas Eve service? I said, yeah. I have no idea if we can do it, but I think we can. And if you let us use the space, we'll give it a heck of a shot. Oh, I don't know. I just got that building. It's a lot of work. It's just, I don't, you know. But I'm excited about the possibility. But, you know, we're actually going to get, we're getting ready to sell this building. And then I think I made an audible sad trombone sound at that point. And I went, oh, Pastor Joe, are you serious? Yeah, we've got two interested buyers, and so we're kind of in the beginning works of looking at what it would look like to put this building on the market and to sell it. Pastor Joe, why would you do that? We just don't want to spend the money on it anymore to pay for it. And how much does that cost? What's your budget for maintenance for the building for the year? Well, I'd have to look. Pulls out all their financials and. I said, it looks like you budgeted $3,000 for the whole year annually for maintenance for that building. He's like, yeah. No, November 28th. Year to date, how much have you spent? Well, it looks like about $1,500. It seems as though, Pastor Joe, that the reports would suggest that there's a lot of opportunity and potential for ministry coming this way. And it seems like knowing that Fox Garden is this thing that's kind of hip, trendy place, knowing that Taxman Brewing is coming into Fortville, and I don't say that because I'm a craft beer guy, but because for a business like that to make that kind of a decision to open up a spot in a downtown place like Fortville, Indiana, means that there's got to be some other things that people are seeing or recognizing. I said, it seems like there's this sort of revitalization effort that's trying to happen here in this community downtown, and you're right there in the mix. This building is... the address is Main Street. You're in it. You're on it. And you're going to sell it. He's like, I mean, they're thinking about it. I'd really much rather see it used for ministry. Me too, man. I mean, maybe there's, you know, I mean, obviously it's up to your church whether or not you would sell it. Maybe you would consider even selling it to us. Maybe you could find a way to sell it and keep it in the denomination. Let's use it to connect with people. It's in a great spot. Yeah, that would be pretty exciting, wouldn't it? That was November 28th, and we spent a lot of time talking about that. And he said, you know, he said, Matt, why don't you come in 2 weeks? We've got a church council meeting, church administrative council meeting. Why don't you come to that meeting and just kind of share some of your thoughts, your introduce yourself, talk about Gateway, and think about, you know, what that collaboration might look like. Ah, that'd be great. 2 weeks later, I go and I meet with their church council and kind of introduce myself, introduce us, you, as Gateway. And they're kind of, you know, they're intrigued. They're like, you're doing something that we're trying to figure out how to do and we're not. And it's like, oh, okay, well, cool. You guys just think about it and pray about it. And that was on the 12th of December. On the 25th of January, we had a sub-team from Gateway that was formed to talk about what would it look like to launch a worship service in that space, if they were to even agree to it. We don't even know. They have not agreed to it at this point. We don't know what's going to happen, but we thought it seemed prudent to have a plan in place if we felt like God was kind of leading us to be a presence in the Fortville community, that maybe we should have some sort of plan in place so that if they were like, we're ready to go, and then we would be ready too, or at least have an idea. And so we got together as a sub-team and talked about that, looked at that. We came up with some ideas, came up with a proposal that we then shared with Fortville. And again, I met with Fortville's church council on the 1st of February to talk about the possibilities, to share the proposal that we were bringing of an evening, a contemporary, I'm calling it, I don't know what this means, but almost coffee house feel of a worship experience on some evening, whether it's a Wednesday or a Sunday or whatever. You know, very much not going to compete with what Fortville First United Methodist Church is doing, which is a very traditional service on Sunday morning at 10:30 maybe, or sometime on Sunday morning. We're doing something totally different. Brought this proposal, and they spent some time looking at it. I had another meeting on the 9th of February with Pastor Joe to follow up on their concerns, their questions about what we had brought. And then I met with their special task force charged with deciding what to do with the building. This was the group of people that Fortville First United Methodist Church said, these are the individuals who are going to decide, make the recommendation on what to do with this space. And I met with that group of people, and we talked about Liz and Pete Saffin, Elizabeth Lipan were there with me, and we kind of shared with them and talked about the proposal. They had a lot of questions, a lot of thoughts. They had a self-awareness that they needed to do something. There was an older gentleman that was there on that team who, as we were talking, at some point during the meeting said, you know, I came into this meeting and I was totally against this idea and this proposal. But hearing you guys talk, I think maybe we should give it a shot. I was like, you go, old guy. Like, nice work. You know? Like, way to go, God. Okay? So, and I said, well, that's really exciting to hear you say that. And, you know, and so we walked away from that meeting, and they were still kind of vetting this proposal that we brought. And about 3 weeks ago, we got word that they were cool with it and wanted to move forward with allowing us to use their space. And so they put together a facility use agreement, and we went back and forth on what that looks like and how to, and kind of tweaking it. And then, so that kind of, what that looks like for us is that we use their space at no cost except for the cost of utilities. That we have been issued keys to the space and have access to it 24/7. That we are free to market and to program as we see fit and as it makes sense for who we are as Gateway, and how we would react or connect with that community. We agreed to continue to have the food pantry operate out of the bottom floor of the building every Tuesday from 11 to 1. And have also offered to help support that ministry and even help it grow through different, perhaps better marketing and some things like that. One of the comments that still, I think, sticks with a couple of us when we were meeting with that task force and they were talking about that space and they were talking about this food pantry, one of them made the comment, it's the best kept secret in the county. And we walked away, and we kept going with our meeting, and we came back to that that statement, that myself and Liz and Pete, as we met afterwards to kind of debrief the experience and the conversation, we came back to that phrase a number of times. Best kept secret. Not as a like, man, you know, we just can't figure out how to get the word out, but as if some, like that was a, best kept secret was a good thing. And that gives you a little bit of sense of maybe some of the things that Fortville First United Methodist Church is working through and trying to figure out. But we said we think the food pantry ministry, that's a cool thing. We are really involved with the food pantry here in this community, and so we have an idea of kind of how that works, and we want to help support that, help that grow, and really make that a thriving ministry. So we have agreed to continue to have it operate out of the bottom floor of this building. We put together a budget as a leadership team of Gateway of what we thought to pull this kind of new campus, this new Sunday evening worship experience off, and that budget falls between $3,000 and $5,000, which, going back to the way in which you faithfully follow Jesus through your tithing, puts us in a place financially that as a church we can explore doing ministry like this, and not have to worry about funds or not being able to, you know, pay bills or do things like that. So it's because of you that we're exploring some different ways to connect with people. We're pursuing a grant from Church Development. They have a church multiplication grant that we that what we're doing applies for, and we'll be able to apply for some funds there. It was just Thursday, this past Thursday, when I was handed the keys to the space. And it was then that immediately started the work of prepping the space. The goal, and I think it's an ambitious one, I think it's a realistic one, and one that I'm pretty excited about, is that we're going to have our grand opening launch Sunday evening worship experience on Sunday, April 23rd. So we got the keys like a month from when we're going to launch this new worship Sunday evening worship experience at 5:30 in downtown Fortville. And so I immediately, on Thursday, immediately began the work of priming the, like, I bought a giant bucket of Kills, if you know that, if you kind of a DIY person, of primer, and have been then Friday, or Thursday all day, Friday all day, with a couple of individuals from our church who showed up Friday, have been trying to just prime the heck out of that space and getting it ready for April 23rd. That's when the Facebook immediately put out the Facebook announcement, did the video, got that out there. And as of this morning, that video and announcement has reached over 3,000 people. And the video itself has over 1,400 views. And so I made that decision in that moment that when I had those keys, the first thing we needed to do was immediately get the word out. We had a month. And so I threw it out there in the best way that I know how, which I think the statistics for Facebook would suggest that it has proven to be effective, that it was throw it out on Facebook and get the word out there. And so we've been just kind of working at that. Now, throughout this whole conversation, my prayer went from, okay, God, help us to know if Gateway should have a presence in Fortville, to, God, make this so ridiculous that there is no other explanation but you. And it's been interesting along the way, these little things that kind of show up, I feel like that God has demonstrated his ridiculousness. This is a smaller church, Fortville First United Methodist Church, a smaller church that was willing to step out in faith and allow another church to come into their space and not feel threatened to connect with that community. That in and of itself, especially within the United Methodist world, that in and of itself is kind of like a miracle. So for them to be able to see the opportunity, the potential, that to me is a ridiculous thing that God is doing. The chair of their trustees used to serve on the Fortville Town Council for, I don't know what he said, like who else was there, like 10 or 15 years or something crazy, and currently serves on a special committee that's focusing on the revitalization of Fortville, the chair of their trustees. That's sort of ridiculous. The church secretary, her name is Jane, and she's awesome, is the mom of the dude who owns Fox Garden. So there's all these little weird things that I feel like God is showing up in some ways. And my prayer has been that, God, would you make this so ridiculous that there's really no other explanation but that you're doing something. That it's not anything that I'm doing or we're doing or they're doing, but is nothing more than just God's like, yeah, let's make this a thing. And let me show you how I'm going to do that. I believe that myself and the leadership team of Gateway has zero doubt that God is making this happen and that God is leading us in this direction, as well as also to say to you that we need your help to pull it off. In the past 2 days, I have had individuals contact me and offer support and excitement. Individuals who don't even attend our church are giving financially. We're 2 days in, and I had somebody call me and say, hey, we want to be a part of this. We don't go to your church, but we want to give you some money to support this thing because we believe that something needs to happen in this community and in Fortville. I was like, are you a crazy person? Or is God just being ridiculous and continuing to show up in some ridiculous ways? There's a lot of work to do. And I think that's where we need you. We need people to show up and prime walls. They painted it, four of the three walls, they painted this really beautiful, deep, dark, maroon red. And so we need help. We need people to show up and prime. We need people to show up and paint. Eventually, we're going to put a different color on there once we can finally cover it. We need clean. We need people to help come and clean. It's two floors, kind of a main floor. You can see the picture there. So what I've been told is this is sort of a Carnegie-style architecture, this old public library back in the day. I don't know when they purchased the building, but you can see that the main steps go up, and that's kind of the main floor there, and that's where we'll have our worship experience happen. It's just one big open room. And then you go down some really weirdly located stairs that are almost like in the middle of the floor when you walk in against the back wall. And you go down into what feels like a basement. Fortunately, there are windows, so there's some natural light there. But it gives you the feeling of a basement that's kind of damp, maybe even a little musty. And that's where the food pantry operates out of. That's where the one working restroom is. In the basement. And one of the things that we're hoping to do is to kind of do a minor renovation of that bathroom, put in a new toilet, put in a new vanity, and maybe explore, I learned this just in the last 2 days, maybe explore getting a new water heater. If you've ever experienced a water heater that perhaps hasn't been used in, I don't know, let's say a decade, that when you turn on the hot water, it smells like you're turning on rotten eggs. So those are things that we want to do. If we want to be a space that's open and welcoming to this community, we feel like there are things that we can do, this is going to sound bad, but on the cheap, because we recognize the tension of we don't own this space, so we're not looking to make significant investments in it. I think that we've got a really wise, smart leadership team here at Gateway who recognizes and sees the potential for ministry and can also recognize potential threats and risks and weigh them and go, okay, we believe that God's doing something and showing up, we're also not going to, you know, completely renovate this building because we don't own it, and we don't know that we're going to be there past 10 months. Our agreement with Fortville First United Methodist Church is that they'll give us the remainder of 2017 to work in this space. At the end of 2017, we'll sit down and revisit the relationship that we have and whether or not either party wants to continue. My hope and my prayer is that God continues to be ridiculous, that God continues to show up, and that it becomes a no-brainer that we were going to, and maybe even more. But right now, we just got to worry about a stinky water heater and a dirty toilet and a vanity that's, and so we need you. If you're excited about this, if you're interested in this project, I mean, we've got, we have a front railing that you can kind of see as you're looking at the picture. The railing on the right is not really attached, and I found that out in a potentially scary way a little bit. And so we just have things like that. There's some wood that's rotting underneath the arch that we want to, you know, just kind of replace and fix. We've got outlets that you can kind of see on the grass there in the front yard. I'm assuming that at one point they had some sort of sign there, and that perhaps those are for lights. We want to take down those awnings that are over those windows. So there's a lot of things that we want to try to do and to be a part of. We need a worship team. And to me, worship team is, if you're somebody who's like, you know what, I've always wanted to vocally be a part of leading worship, great, you have an opportunity to do that. You say, you know what, I kind of wanted to run sound or AV or whatever, or be a part of hospitality or making coffee or volunteering, because we're going to have children's programming and childcare at our Sunday evening services at 5:30 down in the lower level. There's a playground. I should have got a picture of that, and I apologize. There's a playground on the back of this building that's in great shape. My kids had a great time playing there yesterday, other than when Cecil, like, fell off a thing, but that's, you know, whatever. And so we need all the whole thing. There's sign-ups on the back table. If you're interested in being a part of this team in some aspect, just put its name, email, or phone number. It's that simple. And then I'll just follow up with you to go, hey, cool, when are you available? What do you want to do? And we're excited about what this is going to, I think, add to who we are as Gateway, and giving us the opportunity to live out our vision of living life together, learning to be like Christ, to love like Christ, and to connect with more people, especially those who are unchurched, dechurched, as we look at some growth opportunity and potential in this Fortville community. And so if you have questions, you have concerns, my door is open. Email me, call me, talk to me, because I want to talk through that with you. If you are excited about it and you say, I want to be a part of this, I don't even know how, I don't know when I can be, but I want to, talk to me, because we're excited about it as a leadership team. I'm excited about it as a pastor, because I believe it's going to provide some opportunities for us to connect with individuals who perhaps have not connected or heard about Jesus, let alone from a Wesleyan perspective, which I believe is the best way to engage culture out there. And so if nothing else, I would ask you just to pray. Even if you're like, I think this is a terrible idea and I hate you, Matt, that's fine. But then I would ask for you to just pray. Pray for yourself, pray for me, and pray for us as a church. If nothing else, just pray. Let's do that now. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the ways that you have been working and moving in the life and the ministry of this church because of who you are, not because of anything special that we're doing, but just because you show up and we're trying to be sensitive and attentive to where you might be leading us. And so we pray that your Spirit would continue to lead and guide us, Lord. We pray for the Fortville community. We pray for this new Fortville campus.